We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, it's 7:20. We start a busy day of guests. It's one of our favorites, the Wizard of Paz, Mark Pazniokas. Yay. From CT Mirror. Paz, how are you? Your Red Sox doing pretty well so far.
You know, I just knew this is how it would begin.
Yeah.
Yes, well, I know.
You made it stink last year, brother, so we're getting, you know. And this will be short term. They'll come back. They'll be fine.
They will.
So, and hey, you know what? Not everybody can repeat as champions. Speaking of repeating.
Yes.
Is Governor Lamont pointing toward, no, I mean, look, things have taken a turn, it seems, for the governor up on the Hill. Is that true?
Oh, here we go.
No, a turn which way?
Well, I would say down, a lot of the goodwill that he put forth in the first few weeks on the job has now turned to people saying, well, you said you weren't going to do this, you said you weren't going to do that.
And I laugh because, you know, the use of the phrase a turn indicates a direction. And, you know, we're still trying to figure out whether or not this administration is going to be able to, you know, pull together all the threads that are out there in putting together a budget and landing a bunch of major pieces of legislation before the session ends. You know, they are an untested group. They're not the first new administration that has struggled in its first months. There are more questions than answers right now. The session ends exactly 6 weeks from today.
Right.
You know, May is not the shortest month, but at the Capitol, it tends to be the quickest one.
Yeah.
You know, things happen fast. And so we really don't know what the budget's going to look like. The two money committees, Appropriations and Finance, will do their versions of a tax package and a spending package next week. But the governor and the legislature are the Democrats in the legislature certainly are disagreeing on how to raise more revenue. You see, Democrats in the legislature wanting to ask the richest in Connecticut to help out a little bit with a 2% additional tax on capital gains. This would apply to people who have household incomes of more than $1 million a year. And again, it's really, there's just so many questions. I know they're starting to count votes on tolls. We don't know what that's going to look like. There's a lot of reluctance on the part of legislators, not just because of the fact that segments of the public are certainly unhappy about it, but the fact that the way that process works, you really don't have a full picture as to what a tolling system would look like.
Right.
It would have to pass something, it would go to the feds, and then it would come back. So one of the key questions for them is, do you have a bill that would allow the Connecticut Department of Transportation to take control of this,
right,
or would you require a second vote in a year or two? When it comes back from the feds, that's a key question. The picture is a little unfocused. Let's say that.
Hey, Mark, is there a way? And you know, as you know this, you've covered the Capitol long enough. You're talking about the shortest month of the year, the quickest month of the year, which is May. Sometimes when you get to that final vote on the budget, which is generally the big issue, sometimes things get snuck in. That, you know, they call them rats, I do believe. And the fact is, would it be possible if they were having trouble with the tolls, they could just sneak them in?
It's possible, but it's really unlikely.
Okay.
That is such a huge thing. That would become the issue of the day. That would sort of supersede the budget. And I don't think that's a strategy anybody's looking at. That would be a little bit too big a morsel to digest.
And risky, for that matter.
Yeah, it would be risky. So they're gonna have to have that sink or rise on its own, I think.
Are there other things, Mark, that aren't getting a lot of publicity that you see can be a problem for this governor as it heads towards the end of the session?
Well, you know, there's been an assumption that paid family medical leave is going to pass, but you know, it's a very complicated measure. You are basically, the state of Connecticut is basically designing a disability insurance program. I'm not sure it has really sunk in that this would be a tax increase for everybody who is employed. It would be a 0.5% payroll tax.
Right.
It's an interesting issue because when it comes to health care, the individual mandate has been incredibly unpopular, you know, whether in Congress or in the various states.
Sure.
This, in effect, would be an individual mandate on disability insurance. You know, it's important public policy for a lot of people to help younger families when they have children to have right. some time with children. It's certainly helpful for people when they are sick themselves.
Yes.
And when you're taking care of older parents, but
exactly.
you know, it is basically a requirement that everybody in Connecticut requires, is required right, exactly. to buy this new form of disability insurance. So, ultimately, how popular will that be? Will there be legislators who will finally balk at doing that? But right now, there's a lot of momentum for it. But, you know, that and a minimum wage increase; those are two things that I think will be among the major okay. bills that we'll see a vote on sooner than later.
Mark Pazniok is with us from ctmirror.org, maybe another minute or so. Speaking of soaking the rich, what about the mansion tax?
It's out there. That's all I can tell you. It's we'll know a lot more next week as to
okay.
what the Finance Committee is looking at. It's you know, the governor has not threatened a veto on the capital gains tax, but it says he's adamantly opposed to it. So,
okay.
you know, what does that mean?
Right.
He has not been quite as strong on the mansion tax.
Are we going to be ever closer to a resolution on yay or nay on sports betting and legalizing marijuana?
Again, those are both Yikes. Controversial things, and
yeah.
they really have not made any progress on sports betting. Of course, is complicated by the fact that anything you do in the state
right.
of Connecticut involving legalized gambling, you got to deal with the tribe.
Yeah, no,
you
I know.
And it's not, you know, neither one of those things are seen as huge revenue sources. If they were, I think you'd have a lot more attention paid on them. They, you know, every little bit helps, as they say. But I think the legalized pot is an easier thing for them to do. It's
right.
more straightforward
right.
than sports betting at this point.
Okay.
The administration has been trying to negotiate some kind of a universal deal with the tribes on a couple of matters. One is sports betting. Another one is whether or not you can sort of resolve the fight between the tribes and MGM over casino
right,
expansion.
Right. Hmm. Well, that'll be fun there, Mark. It sounds like
it'll be a busy month of May.
Sounds like late nights for you. So it sounds like that's what it sounds like.
Thanks, Paz. We always appreciate it, brother.
And thanks for your sympathy about the
Mets. Hey, they're on our radio station, Paz. You knew I root for them just like I root for the Patriots.
There we go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's
goodbye.
Hard as it may be.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.